All right, today we go to the desert, way out there in a place called Trona. It is by itself. It's near Ridgecrest, California, as well. It's unincorporated. It's off the state route 395. It sits at the western edge of Searles Lake, and it's also known as Searles Lake or Searles Valley. It's a dry lake bed southwest of Death Valley. The community got its name from the mineral Trona, which is abundant in the lake bed. It's about 170 miles from LA off of State Route 178. It's very isolated and desolate, as well as nearby. It is known for its Trona Pinnacles. And it has been filmed in many, many films and movies. The high school football team plays on what is called the pit because it is only made of dirt. No grass will grow there, and the saline in the soil would kill the grass. So there you have it. Demographics is about 1,100 people. Overall crime grade is D minus. 62% are Hispanic, 37% white. The average family is three. 36% own their home, 27% rent, but 36% are vacant. And the reason is because of a couple of earthquakes that occurred several years ago and left a lot of damage. The average home is $80,000 and the average income is $52,000 a year. So the history of Trona is rather fascinating. In the late 1880s, the mining industry set up around the Searles Dry Lake to mine borax. It was officially established in 1913 as a self-contained company town. They even had Trona bucks, operated by its resident mining company to house employees who were paid in company scrip instead of cash. The company built several buildings. Their railroad was built, and then it later became the Union Pacific Railroad. But the boom happened during World War I, when Trona was the only reliable American source of potash, an element used in making gunpowder. It was also the base and operations for the railway. Trona is a seismically active area which was heavily damaged by the 2019 Ridgecrest earthquake. The community is located in the Eastern California Shear Zone, which is a seismically active zone that accommodates approximately 25% of the fault movement between the Pacific and North. So it had some activity there. Trona Unified Schools District has two schools, the elementary and the high school. The high school has everybody from eighth grade all the way, or seventh grade all the way through 12th. And the high school football team is the Tornadoes because they play in the pit, and they've gotten national attention from New York Times, Good Morning America, as the only dirt field in the United States. Numerous films have been shot there, including Star Trek V: The Final Frontier, Planet of the Apes, and other films such as Trona, Just Add Water, and Lost Lake. Even a live concert was held there in the Trona Pinnacles by Toru Imoy, who traveled to do their concert there. The town is the last stop for supplies before climbing over the Slate Range Pass and dropping into what is more hostile in Panamint, Eureka Saline, and finally Death Valley. So Trona and Searles Valley is preceded by the smell of rotting eggs from the sulfur and other chemicals. Trona sits on the edge of the lake, established in the 1870s. The plant workers, when this was in its heyday, struck every 10 years. They had strikes, and there was quite a lot of hostility, racial discrimination. There was a lot of bloodshed, a lot of fighting, and some people were killed. Even Molotov cocktails were hurled at the homes of the bosses. So it's a place that's gone through quite a few things. So Father God, we pray for Trona. We pray for Searles Valley. We, in watching some of the recent interviews with people that live there, God, we thank you that they have churches, but some of them have closed their doors because of the pandemic, because of the lack of economy coming out there, the earthquakes damage that has still not been completely repaired. They are governed by San Bernardino County. We pray for the people to come to know Jesus, that they would rally together and find ways to do the repairs and bring hope back to this community. We pray, God, for Bible studies to erupt and that lives would be transformed by the gospel, that instead of the crime being every 34 days, especially violent crime, God, we pray and ask for forgiveness for all the violence that was done in the past, and ask, God, that you would loose kindness and gentleness and love towards one another, that they would create neighborhood watches to look over the abandoned buildings that still exist. Some are being put down as a result of not being able to be repaired, or people just upping and leaving because they couldn't get their homes fixed. So we pray for that, God. We pray for the earthquakes to subside, and we pray, God, that they would find hope in the midst of this, in the community, in the neighboring, the fellowship and the connections. We pray for St. Madeline Church, the Christian Fellowship, Trona Community Church, and the First Baptist Church. And we pray, God, that you would just bring a revival, that you would give them hope, encouragement, help them not to give up and throw in the towel, help them to find new ways to reach the people in Trona whose heads have been lifted, have been looking down for quite a while. We pray, God, that they would start to look up, in Jesus' name.